Kedushin Perkdalad Mishnah Yadalid. Rabbi Huda Amir Lo Yira Ravak Behema. Rabbi Huda says that a bachar shouldn't be a shepherd of animals because of the chash of Mishkav Behema. Lo Yishnu Shnei Ravak Metalis Echos. And two bachrim shouldn't sleep under one blanket because of the chash of Mishkav Zachar. So you see, Rabbi Huda is choshish for both Mishkav Behema and Mishkav Zachar, that one shouldn't put himself in that type of situation. V'cham Matirim. However, Cham Matir, both of them. Because like Rashi and the Ran say, Taizenta brings, that Loi Nechsha Du Yisrael Ala Zachar V'Al Behema. We're not choshish for both of them. Kol She'isko Im Anashim, Lo Yisyachin Im Anashim. Whoever deals a lot with women should not have yichud with women. Even if there are a lot of women. That even though we said in the previous Mishnayos, it could be if there's more than two women, it's not a problem of yichud. Here, even if there's many women, it is an issue. Because they become very familiar with him. And the Rambam even says that even if this is his parnasa and he can't do anything else, he still cannot deal with a lot of women. So the Rambam actually says, so what should he do? Either he should make sure that his wife is with him. So if he has a place where he's going to deal with a lot of women, he should have his wife there, or he should find a different work. But he should not be in a position where he's miyachid with many women. And a person shouldn't teach his son a trade where the trade where he's heavily involved dealing with women. Meir says a person should always teach his son a trade that's pasha pshat, clean and easy. When we say clean, and the Rav gives an example, this could be somebody that does like needlework or weaving, and some even learn the Shoshanim LeDavid that Rabbi Meir is actually being choylik on the Tanakama. That even if a job is an umnus bein hanashim, as long as it's nekiya and kala, and it allows him to use a lot of his time, his free time, for learning Torah, that's the preferred work that he should go into. V'yispala l'misha osher v'hanachosim shalo, and he should daven to the one that's in charge of wealth and material things, the one that owns them. Shein umanus, shein ba'anias v'ashiris, because there's no specific trade that doesn't have poor people and rich people. Personally, I once dealt with a doctor that made almost $1 million, and at the end of the day, he needed to borrow money from parents because he had no money in his account. I mean, it didn't help that his wife spent all of his money that he had, but you can have people that literally make a lot of money, and they have no money, and vice versa. You can have people that have jobs that seem to be the types of jobs that normally wouldn't pay, and they are very wealthy. Shlo anias mina umanis, because poverty doesn't come from a specific craft or job. And nor does wealth come from a specific job, no matter what we are told. Everything comes according to your zchus. So what does zchus mean? Some learn zchus means zchuyos. And that's something that a person actually has control over, because those things can change. Or it could be tefilas. Some people learn zchuso is like mazala, like your mazal. Like when you're born into a certain mazal, and there's nothing you can do to change that. However, the first parish is much more optimistic. And not only that, Taisantiv says it's much more mistaver, because the Mishnah says, and you should daven to the one that is in charge of the osher and the chosim. Like, if it's just tallin mazel, what's tefillah going to help? And he says that the word mazel is different than zchuyos. So it's mistaver that it's zchuso, it's your zchuyos. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer, Amir, Isim Meyamecha, Chayiv Ov, Shiesh Lam Umanus. Have you ever seen in your life a wild animal and a bird that has a job? V'hein mis parnasin shalo b'tzar. And yet, they have everything they need, parnasa-wise, without any tzar. You don't usually find a bird that's just withering away, dying, unless it was sick or something happened to it. Normally, they're all fine, and they don't worry about it. V'alo l'nivru el l'shamsheni. And they were only created to serve me. Hashem put these animals in the world to serve us. V'ani nivresi l'shamash eskoni. But I was created to serve my master. Ein odin shispaynes shelo b'tzar. All the more so that it should be. If the people that are working for me and are serving me have parnasa without tzar, then of course, me myself, I should have parnasa without tzar. Elo shari osi masai v'kipachti es parnasasi. Rather, I messed up my actions, I sinned, v'kipachti es parnasasi, and I diminished my parnasa. From here we see that a person's parnasa is not due to his trade, rather it's due to his zechuyos. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's point.